Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A yellow level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms. That's over the extreme southwestern parts of Gauteng, as well as the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Morning fog along the escarpment. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 28, Joburg 27, Emalahleni 26 and Polokwane a high of 30 degrees.
There's been a collision at Eldorado Park on the N12 eastbound on the link to the N1 north. Traffic is moving slowly.
Eskom says Unit 2 at the Kooburg Nuclear Power Station is now back online. The unit suffered an outage caused by a steam leak in the reheat system, which resulted in stage 3 load shedding for all of us over the weekend. Unit 1 is still out due to maintenance. Kooburg is a key contributor as part of Eskom's energy generation mix and stabilizing electricity supply. And insurance market Lloyd's of London says it's taken a financial hit of about $2.3 billion from the Los Angeles wildfires earlier this year. The fires burned for 3 weeks, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. Thousands of structures were destroyed, while there was also great devastation in the affluent Pacific Palisades and Malibu neighborhoods of Los Angeles. Private meteorological firm AccuWeather has estimated the total damage and economic loss at between $250 and $275 billion. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. The rand has strengthened somewhat against the US dollar through the night while traders wait for tomorrow afternoon's anticipated budget speech. Markets are also keeping an eye on US foreign policy developments after President Donald Trump announced that America is halting all federal funding to South Africa. And Asian markets stumbled this morning following a sharp sell-off on Wall Street fueled by fears about the US economy as Trump presses ahead with his global trade war and federal job cuts. Trump's comments that the world's largest economy is facing a period of transition and his refusal to rule out a downturn did little to soothe investor worries. Oil extended Monday's drop of more than 1% amid worries about demand and US recession speculation. A dollar at 18 rand 31, a euro 19 rand 87, pound 23 rand 60, gold at $2,895.91 per fine ounce, and that lower oil price at $69.18 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza. I will have more news for you at 7.
It looks like trouble brewing at Cricket South Africa, who've announced that the Warriors will lose their spot in the one-day cup playoff after being docked match points due to a breach of the CSA administrative conditions. The Warriors apparently failed to meet the stipulated transformation requirements for their match against the Dolphins in Durban back on the 16th of February. Springbok wing Magazole Mapimpi has signed a two-year contract extension that will keep him with the Durbanites until June of 2027. The 34-year-old sits third on the box all time try-scoring list, tied with Jacques Ferry. It was on to round 4 of the Varsity Cup yesterday. In Potch, Northwest University Eagles stunned the defending champions Shimlas 59-14 at the Fani Du Toit Sports Grounds. Ducks ran riot in the second half of their match against Central University of Technology in Bloem. They won 63-26. UJ continued to search for their first win of the season. They fell short in round 4 against Marties in Joburg, and Ikeys dominated Wits 73-17 at the Green Mile. Newcastle reignited their bid to qualify for the Champions League with a controversial 1-0 win at West Ham last night. Bruno Guimaraes scored in the second half as West Ham's claim for a foul during the build-up were ignored. Eddie Howe's side are now up to 6th place in the league. And Eric Tinkler has been confirmed as the new coach of Sekhukhune United, replacing Lehlono Losiema, and will be thrown into the deep end tomorrow for his debut when they take on Marumo Gallants away in Bloemfontein. I'm Xolani Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sports. Jack of